It's like, you know what? Getting your balls out is not obscene. When, especially when you're talking about
big fatty.
Exactly.
And trying to especially get young men and older boys to understand you need to know what your fucking nuts feel like and you need to play with them. Like, you need to know what they normally feel like and look and react like so that when they're not feeling like
big fatty
that you know that right and how do you do that unless you're actually really open about the fact that having your nuts out is actually not a big deal, especially when you're with
big fatty,
you know? And this is the thing, it's like, really, you're with a
big fatty
and you're gonna make a big deal about guys having their nuts out? Like, come on. Like, it just doesn't makes no sense to me at all. This is where that doctor that you really like, what's that show?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You need to know what your fucking nuts feel like.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2665 of the BFO for the right day, the 13th of April, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I got some voice letters and lots of nattering. Hello, pocketbooks. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. The 13th is going well. Big Fatty, did you walk under a ladder or see a black kitty cat? I have not. Anyway, y'all, it's Friday the 13th. Y'all, that's, I don't remember what that word is. But, anyway, so, Friday the 13th is one of those days that, you know, oh, it's bad luck. But, y'all, even with all that bad luck, it's still for right day. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, we hadn't had a single exiting of the birth canal this week, and we don't have one until Sunday, the 15th. Big Fatty, that's tax day. Well, not this year. Tax day, because it's on a Sunday, moves to a Monday. But there's a holiday, like in Washington, D.C., on Monday the 16th. So I think the tax deadline is the 17th now. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, on Sunday, the 15th of April, y'all, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you hear stories about him all the time. Yes, Big Fatty, and pocketbook. Oh, y'all, and pocketbook is one of the stories you've heard. Y'all, it's none other than Derwood. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Derwood. Derwood's had a pretty good life, except for that one time at the Hara Hotel, and I won't go into the details on that, but y'all, it was horrifying. It was simply horrifying. Thank goodness Derwood was drunk. But anyway, y'all, we're going out this weekend, taking Derwood out for a birthday supper. And so, y'all, I guess I'll miss the sticking with a poke this weekend. But y'all, if you see Derwood on the 20 or the face space, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that he gets a carb-free piece of cake or maybe a couple of bottles of wine. Yes, Big Fatty.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
The Vader and Bacon Show. Big Fatty! Yes!
Okay, Bugaboo. Oh, yep, yeah, there you are. Okay, if you could just get that... Just get that hoist and just move that over there, okay? Miss Rose, where are you over here? Okay, Buns, get your lips warmed up. Okay, ready? Are we gonna do this? Because I've been waiting for this day for years, if not actually decades. Decades. Okay. Oh, Lord. Oh, there. I thought that when the skull left, that 76 day countdown was impressive. And it was an impressive countdown, if I do say so myself. Oh, but this is just impressive. Even though I couldn't find the original movie soundtrack, I had to go with the Broadway one. Anyway, all right. Okay, gotta run. Double bell, euphoniums, and big bassoon. Each bassoon having his big fat say. There were 50 mounted cannon in the battery. Thundering louder than before.
Yeah, Big Freddy the Caller didn't identify themselves. They did not. I don't know what was up with that, but y'all, Mystery Caller, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to have Big Freddy. Maybe that was a lurker. Maybe it was. But anyway, y'all, what the caller was insinuating, or not insinuating, was saying is that y'all, as of today, Big Freddy's only got 76 days left at the coal mine. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds like good enough reason for a parade.
I was listening to a podcast once, and I can't remember what podcast it was on, but it was Taylor the Latte Boy, and he was quoting something that Taffy said, and I had it written down for a long time, and then I got this amazing job opportunity, and I decided I better put my snarky comments away. Not that this is snarky, because this is perfect sense. And her comment was, I'm sorry you're not where you are in your life based on the choices you made. So anyway, I have a situation going on right now, and it's just kind of like, it's just sitting with me. That's like resonating, because it's like, I really hate when people want to accuse others of basically their own failures or whatever. So anyway, so I don't know if that's a public service announcement or if I just had to like say that, because I'm ready to see whether or not these two sprinkler things on the ceiling in this room will bear my weight.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Big Freddy, what is she going to do with the sprinklers? I don't know. But Miss Bacon, you know there's that little show that let it go, Big Freddy, please don't sing. So, Miss Bacon, here's another little piece of advice. At some point, you have to let those who think they know better prove that they don't. And I'll just leave you with that little, you gotta let those who think they know better prove that they don't. Yes, Big Freddy!
Dark Vader. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my office. I just was calling, leave you a little voice letter that your friend Corky came by to see you. So now I'm taking your visitors while you're not here. He and Patty send their love.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get a voice letter about the coal mine, and I did indeed get to see my my visitor later in the afternoon. I was off being chief bottle washer. Anyway, yes, Big Fatty, the visit has occurred, so no need to worry another second. Big Fatty, his voice sounded very similar to that mystery caller. No, I'm sure that mystery caller was probably a lurker. Oh, okay. The Vader and Bacon Show! Yes, Big Betty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all now want to remind you, next week, hopefully next week, will be Lurker Week. Y'all, I'd love to get some voice letters from some lurkers out there. Y'all, you just have to call in just one time and say something to Big Fatty. Big Fatty, be careful. They may tell you off. Or send Big Fatty an e-letter. Y'all, it's so simple. And it makes Big Fatty so happy when he hears from a lurker and everybody else. So y'all went out to the Villa Mailbox, and y'all, there was a card from Miss Bacon, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's addressed to Big Fatty and the gang. Oh, Big Fatty, it's for us also. Yes, it's for, I guess it's for everybody, but I'm gonna, okay, you open it, Big Fatty. All right, let's just see what we got here. It says, let's see here, it looks like Fart and Gang. It's a snapfish. I don't know what that is. Big Fatty, do you get it fried or broiled? I don't know. It says Fart and the Gang. This is one of the second best days of my life. The first was Derek's December 14 graduation. Anyway, I had some extra invites. Go Garrett and Andrea, heart me. And, oh, Big Fatty, look! Y'all, it's Gravitation 2018. It says, let's celebrate. Join us on Saturday, May the 5th for commencement of Andrea. From dental hygiene, Big Fatty, and Garrett from Masters in Social Work from the University of South Dakota, and just not to be outdone by their parents, Pippin and Poe have earned their doctorates in travel. Yo, Pippin and Poe, I think, are the bunny rabbits. And look forward to this day, Big Fatty. Well, that's just lovely. I'm delighted for the two of them. And I think they just got hitched or something. It's so hard to keep the only Bacon, well, there's two Bacons I can keep up with. Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits. Big Fatty, you're doing better than most.
Oh, Big Fatty, I don't like that difference.
I don't understand this. I've already had voice letters today. Big Fatty, I'll take care of it. Y'all go over there and I'll take care of this. Hello?
Hey, Big Fatty, is that Peter G? And I wanted to alert you to an alarming new development in the condiment industry. We know you hate the mayonnaise, I don't know how you feel about the ketchup, but now Heinz is coming out with Mayo Chup. Isn't that the worst name in the world? It's a combination of mayonnaise and ketchup. So my excellent question to you is,
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, that Peter G. Oh, that's who our Axe Big Fatty question is from. That Peter G forgot to say play the music. He did, but well, that's okay. Peter G, what is your excellent question?
Would you ever consider trying the Mayo Chup? And what's your feeling about regular old ketchup? Anyway, that's my excellent question, and I will take my answer off the air. Thank you. Oh, play the Ask Big Fatty music. Mayo Chup, yay or nay? Bye, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is that Peter G. Big Fatty, at least he got it in at the end there. It's true. First of all, that Peter G., thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this, absolutely. Thank Hydrogen you didn't call this in February, because this is indeed an excellent question. And first of all, I despise the catsup. I don't care if you spell it catsup or ketchup. I hate it. It's vile. It's vulgar. So a combination of the catsup and the mayonnaise, it's double vulgar. Big Fatty, it sounds absolutely terrible. Peter G, would you use the matchup or whatever it's a catch show? What did you call it? Big Fatty, I call it vulgar is what I call it. Y'all, now I don't know, but how many of you realize this? But longtime listeners of the BFO, y'all, on April the 13th of 2015, y'all, something big happened. Yes, Big Fatty, it sure did. April the 13th of 2015. Big Fatty and Poodle and all the squeakies, y'all, we moved into the villa. So y'all, as of today, I will have lived in the villa for 3 years. Big Fatty, it's home sweet home indeed. Yeah, especially because you've soiled the carpet over there. Yes. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, we're supposed to get storms coming through Charleston and on Sunday afternoon. The weather rat's been giving us the first alert. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Underpants show. You know, that's the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. And Urban Guy T.O., I don't really have a whole lot on my schedule for this weekend. You got any ideas for Big Fatty?
You need to know what your fucking nuts feel like.
Oh, Big Fatty, you take that test every night.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.